Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Knapp is a new play by Richard Bean, now running on Broadway at the Manhattan Theatre Club's Friedman Theatre. In the play, which is directed by Daniel Sullivan, Dylan Spokes, a fast-rising snooker star, arrives in his hometown for a championship tournament, only to be confronted by the authorities, warning him of the repercussions of match-fixing. Before he knows it, he's forced into underhanded dealings with a cast of wildly colorful characters. Heather Lind plays Eleanor in The Knapp, and she joins us now. Lind was previously seen on Broadway in The Merchant of Venice, starring Al Pacino. This past summer, she played Desdemona in the Public Theater's Shakespeare in the Park production of Othello, starring Chikwudi Awuji and Corey Stoll. She was a regular on HBO's Boardwalk Empire and AMC's Turn, Washington's Spies. And she grew up in the Capital Region. I spoke with Heather Lind in New York City recently and began by asking her how she became involved in this production.
I'd worked with Dan Sullivan before 8 years ago, unbelievably, in The Merchant of Venice. And so I knew that I wanted to work with him again, but I can't, and I've worked with MTC two other times before. So I know Lynn very well, and I just felt like it was a nice kind of a family reunion for me. I felt really comfortable, and, you know, I wasn't sure if I was really right for this part, but I really wanted to be in a room with them. So I did an audition. That's how I got it.
Merchant of Venice, was that in the park or at the Public?
That was in the park first, through Shakespeare in the Park, the Public Theater, and then they moved it to the Broadhurst on Broadway a few months later.
So you've done a lot of Shakespeare in your career, and this is British, but very different. How did you get ready for the dialect for The Knapp?
It was funny. Initially, when I came to the audition, they asked for a Yorkshire accent, and I think it was just a blanket way of getting everyone in that world. But ultimately, I ended up doing a London accent, sort of two separate dialects of a London accent. I watched Happy Valley a lot. It's an amazing TV show set in or near York. I'm not exactly sure where it's set, but I loved their accents and I listened to that a lot. And then when I had to shift over, I like to find actresses and people who are interesting to me and hear how they speak. So I listened to Carrie Mulligan, I listened to Gemma Arterton, I listened to Hayley Squires. So I just kind of did some research for how I wanted to sound. And then ultimately, I think for me, I've done a lot of dialects, and it's the final piece of the puzzle and perhaps the most important piece is that it feels like my voice. So you can, I'm not a very good impersonator, so I can learn sounds from other people, but ultimately it only helps me if I can incorporate it into my own, you know, rhythm or figure out how it sounds like me, even if it's not how I speak normally.
The play revolves around the game of snooker, which that O, there's a bit on something. I don't remember what show it is. There's a bit about how, like, that the O sound in snooker is, like, very specific, and I'm not sure I'm going to actually nail it, so acknowledged that I might not be hitting it. What did you know about the game before doing the play?
I knew nothing about the game. I'd never heard of it. I have family in England, and they weren't really aware of it either. They don't live in London, and they just don't really follow the game. And my grandfather was English, and I found out later that from my mother that he played a lot during the war. I think it was something that was originally, they believe, was invented during, during World War I, I believe, in India. You know, there's discrepancies about who invented it, but the English think they invented it.
They would, wouldn't they?
Yeah. but yeah, it's become a huge part of, I guess you can say, working class culture in England in some parts. And yeah, I didn't know anything about it. I know very little about pool, actually. I've occasionally tried to play pool in bars, dive bars late at night, and it never goes well. It's never like that movie thing where, you know, I just pick up the cue and hit it right. You know, it's like I scratch the table, I fall against it. Yeah, I'm not very coordinated in terms of that. So I haven't touched the snooker table once because I'm just afraid of breaking it.
your character doesn't need to. But do you need to understand the game for your role?
Luckily, one of the first things my character says is, I don't really like snooker, so I can get away with a lot from that. But no, I mean, to be a part of the play, I wanted to understand a few of the rules, and some of the actors who have to essentially narrate what's happening during the professional snooker games, they've had to learn a lot about the game, so I've been present while they've been learning. And our playwright, Richard Bean, is an amazing snooker player and a real fan of the game. So he's constantly giving us, you know, input about what it's like. And our lead actor, Ben Schnetzer, actually lived in England for a time and studied there. And he's been to the chef, to the Crucible in Sheffield and seen a snooker game. And so I've kind of gathered some knowledge about it from that, but I still won't touch the table.
The characters have to play live on stage. Are there contingencies for if they don't nail their shots?
Yes. Well, our professional snooker player, whose name is Ahmed, he has such control over his game that if Ben, which doesn't happen a lot because Ben has gotten really good, but if Ben misses a shot or doesn't line something up correctly, he can do so much as miss the shot and line up the ball so that Ben can make the next shot. So he's basically brilliantly manipulating the game to make sure it comes out right. And I have no idea what that must be like because this is his first professional play. He had to join Equity to be a part of this show. And I think he's managing that really well, basically trying to tell the story as clearly as we can while also trying to play with integrity. I mean, his whole reputation, his job is to play snooker. So I can imagine having to miss shots to set up our lead actor, you know, really can hurt him internally in a way that we don't understand. But he sometimes misses. We've had, there's the final moment of the play, I won't spoil it, but is fairly dependent on making one particular shot.
Right.
And Ben has to make that one shot in order for the play to end. And several previews we've had, that hasn't happened. And we have just sort of an alternate ending that's perhaps a little more like Rocky. It's a little bittersweet, but when you're playing a live sport on stage, you have to be prepared for that. And I think it's actually really compelling to watch because you're not only watching theater, which we all know has a beautiful suspension of disbelief, but then you're watching a professional sports game, and everybody knows that the suspense of watching a game is really compelling. So
tell us more about what you can share without spoiling about your character, and then tell me about the people that you act opposite, how, like, the company you're working with.
The company I'm working with is profoundly talented and eccentric and crazy. I've never done a comedy quite like this before, and I feel like that I'm learning from real comedic and theatrical legends in this play. There's Johanna Day. There's Alex Billings, who's an incredible human being. There's Bhavish Patel. I mean, they're all comedic geniuses, I think. And I haven't done that. I've been around that kind of world that much. So it's been a learning experience for me. Luckily, perhaps, my character is funny but doesn't have a specifically comedic arc. I think in some ways I get to follow what I'm probably best at, which is sort of like a quietly dramatic, slightly overdramatic arc throughout the play. Ben Schnetzer and I have probably the most material together, and we follow a similar arc, kind of the heart of the play, you know, with and around us there's fireworks going off. So that's been really fun. My character is a cop, and I was brought in from London in order to investigate illegal gambling in the game of snooker. And it's the play is set during the World Championships of the snooker tournament that's happening in Sheffield. And so we follow basically Ben Schnetzer's character, who's a professional snooker player, from, I would say, about 3 weeks before the end of the tournament. So we follow the last 3 weeks of a tournament. And I'm investigating whether or not he's been involved in illegal gambling or match fixing. And there's a little bit of a twist in the middle about what I'm really trying to do, but I think the experience of being in the play is one that I start with one intention and end up with a very different one, and kind of get more involved in the world and in Ben's life, in Dylan's life, than I imagined I would.
What do you like about, what is special about working at MTC?
I love working at MTC. I think Lynn Meadow is a real visionary. I think just the history of how she's been involved in this theater, founding it. You know, there's pictures all over the theater of when she began the theater in, like, I want to say 1974 or something. And it was just this small off-Broadway company. And the way that it's grown, I just admire what she's done so much, and I admire her sort of measurement of excellence. It's really specific and can be sometimes hard to meet. But I like working with that kind of energy. And just the whole theater is so supportive. The company managers, the stage management, the dressers. It just feels like such a well-oiled machine at this point. It's such a pleasure to be working in that environment and to feel like I can do my best work there.
You also work at the Public a lot, which I imagine you'll have similar positive things to say, but it has to be a little bit different. What is it like to work at the Public?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I've never actually worked in the Public as it is. I've worked in the Park two summers in a row, but I've done three plays there. Our first summer we did repertory theater. So I've done The Winter's Tale, The Merchant of Venice, and Othello this past summer. I mean, it's a dream place to work. I mean, their whole ethos is different than MTC's, which is really built on the idea that they want people from all walks of life to come see the theater. I think MTC would say that as well. They're doing an amazing 30 under 35 program, which is just for anyone under 35, which I'm so glad they moved it up from 30 because like people in their early 30s still need help getting theater tickets.
Very true.
So I think, you know, in a way they share the same idea that theater is for everyone. And I think the Public has taken that one step further by letting their audience get tickets for free during the summer. So I've been privileged to be a part of that experience. And that's really amazing because I just love the audiences that you get. It's unlike anything else in New York theater. You get people who are either really interested in that particular play, really interested in Shakespeare often, and really willing to give an entire day of their lives to getting tickets. And there's something different about a person who does that versus someone who says, yeah, I can spend that amount of money on a ticket. It's not less noble, I don't think, but it's just it's different. It has a different energy about it, and there's a different attention in the crowd. And so that's been really fun to do, especially in Shakespeare, which I think some people think can be quite inaccessible. It feels nice to be doing it almost as a public forum, you know, as if you're in the middle of a square and people are watching. So I love working with the Public.
Whenever I see a Shakespeare, it just takes, I would say, 3 minutes at the most to lock in, to remember that the language is heightened, but they're telling you and showing you what's happening. If it's performed well, it gets easy to understand so fast. What was it like to play Desdemona?
It was a dream, and it feels like a dream because the runs are so short. I hadn't remembered that when I did Shakespeare in the Park 8 years ago, it was a repertory production, so we did two. So I was there all summer. So it felt like, you know, a 2.5 month run. It was perfect. This one was just the first half of the summer, so we ran for a month total, I think. I think we had 3 weeks of previews and 1 week of being open. So it kind of felt, it has that great summer stock feel. It felt, for me, with a short run, it's fun because it's a little bit scary, but you kind of have to jump through the first early stages of performance really quickly, and it kind of encouraged me to be bold and make interesting choices. It was a dream to work with Chuck and a dream to work with Ruben. He'd acted with me when I did Shakespeare in the Park 8 years earlier. He played my father, so he was directing us, and that was a dream. And it really feels like a dream. I just remember like the flavor of it. It happened so quickly, but I always wanted to work on that play, and I learned so much more about Desdemona than I knew before. I had a lot of assumptions about her that I think ended up being, you know, wrong.
could you tell me more about that?
I'd always thought of Desdemona as kind of a role in service of Othello, and mm-hmm. I think in some ways that you can look at some of those young ingenue parts in Shakespeare that way. I think Shakespeare wrote women well, but I think he sometimes just didn't know enough about maybe the inner workings of what those women were going through. I mean, how could he? He was imagining what their lives were like. And sometimes as a woman, it can be frustrating to play those women, particularly the younger women, because there aren't enough depths. You know, I think all people have a real roller coaster in their lives, and they have real lows and real highs. And sometimes I think those ingenues get stuck in the high frequency a little too much. Mm-hmm. So for Desdemona, I was imagining her to be just that. And they talk about her in the play so much, about her, how pure she is and how innocent and how good. And you know, there's a lot of criticism too from I don't know, like the 18th century, where people thought, oh, well, Desdemona's the real villain because she intermarried, and all this horrible cultural criticism about her. And so I just felt like she got trash talked a lot. She was either really simple or really evil. And I thought, that can't be right. And in effect, I think I realized she's a little bit of both, just like we all are. Right. Not that she's evil, but that she had, you know, passionate, lustful things that she maybe didn't see through to, you know, to the consequences of those things. I don't think that makes her a bad person, but she's a complicated young woman who, you know, had a inner life and a sexual life and an emotional life and fell in love with this man. And then the kind of consequences that follow and the way that she fights to get what she wants, I think is really brave and really ruthless. I mean, she fights to the death for an ideal or for a love or for her identity or whatever it is. I think that's amazing. That makes her a hero to me, a heroine to me.
Jumping back with no smooth segue to the Nap, have there in the audience, have snooker fans come through?
Yeah. I think Ahmed, our professional snooker player, has invited a lot. He works at the New York Sports Club, which is, I think, one of the only places in the country that has a snooker table. It's a very, that might be hyperbolic, but I think it's one of the only places near in this area that has a snooker table. So he teaches snooker there, and he has a huge, he has students and friends who work with him there. And so he's been getting a lot of snooker players to come. I feel that if I knew more about the game, I could tap into when we have real fans in the house, but the game itself is cushioned by a real theatricality that I'm not sure I could tell if you know, if someone knows a lot about snooker, then a lot of the information that comes at them is a bit redundant, because a lot of what has been written into the play for this production is explaining to Americans what it is and how the rules work to make the drama effective. And so, yeah, I think I'd be curious to hear if someone who really knows the game, if they find it overly simplistic or if they still find it entertaining nonetheless. So I bet they would. I mean, it's a game that celebrates their sport that you probably don't get a lot of attention here in the States for. So, yeah, I think the world of snooker is really happy this play is happening.
So it's a comedy thriller sports play. It's for everybody. And it's been lovely to speak with you about it. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you so much.
Heather Lind plays Eleanor in The Nap, a new play by Richard Bean, directed by Daniel Sullivan, and now open in the Friedman Theater on Broadway, produced by the Manhattan Theater Club. Links to more information are posted along with an extended version of this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.